This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, cues, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
In a news release, Caldwell police say officers shot and killed a 92-year-old man this morning after they say he raised a handgun at officers.
Yeah, well, tell you what.
Bam! Fucking, I got him.
Let me tell you
He's a threat no more.
Let me tell you
He wasn't a threat 10 minutes ago.
Let me tell you something. At 92, he may have been trying to kill himself and couldn't get his arm up high enough. Shot himself in the thigh because he can't get his fucking because he didn't do his rehab exercises right, so he can't get his arm up high enough to kill himself. Suicide by cop. He fucking fucking pulls out the gun that, you know, was used to kill Franz Ferdinand in fucking 1914. He's 92. He's old. Yeah, that's. I'm not sure if you picked up on the joke there. The threat of the humor was the. You fucking. I love that he turns a cop and goes to the cop. They're like, light him up, boys. They fucking let this fucking fossil have it. It's beautiful. I love it. Good.
92-year-old man. Well, good.
Yeah. Equal justice under the fucking law. Right? That'll teach you to fucking pull your goddamn gun out, you fucking fossil idiot. He's just like, it's not going to happen on my own. I'll make it happen.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Caldwell police say that officers were dispatched to this area just before 1 a.m. for a suspicion.
1 a.m.? What the fuck is he doing out at 1 o'clock?
I'm getting bedeviled, man.
Ugh.
Jesus, probably going to a teen sex party or something.
God damn. Could you fuck an 18-year-old right now? Not like right now, but like in your life? If you had the opportunity. Like, let's
Could
say.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah. Boy or girl?
Well, 15-year-old boy, 18-year-old girl.
Jesus Christ, man. Fuck. I'll take the boy.
You get boys taking it in the pipe that young. They're, you know, pretty much pink socking it by 20, aren't they, or something? Or I don't know when the elasticity starts to fucking go south on you. But I think you've only got so many. So many trips to the shit pipe before that bad boy starts going inside out.
Always fucking snaps back.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Pink socking. You've got so many. You've got a stroke limit on that fucking asshole of yours.
Wow. That's so gross.
I could only be a top if I were gay. I could only be a top. I'm not pink socking for you or anybody else, you twinkly fruit.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. What the fuck is on your monitor behind you? Is that a Muppet?
It's Tony the Tiger.
Oh, it's Tony the Tiger.
You know what you do is you put it on the side of your bowl, and you can have breakfast with Tony the Tiger.
Get fucked, Tony. Now what happened? Well, Jesus Christ.
Seems you're right, you fucking asshole. Good.
Did you get that? You got that out of the fucking cereal, didn't you?
Yeah.
How old are you?
49. I had a birthday, by the way.
I know.
Thanks for noticing.
I fucking wished you happy birthday.
When? No, I'm just fucking with you.
I'm gonna fucking.
This person driving around in a truck.
He was 92 and driving around in his truck.
What? In his truck?
Yeah.
Ice cream truck, maybe. 1 a.m. Ding-a-ling. Who wants a bomb pop? I've got fudge.
Got fudge. Hershey's chocolate kisses.
We're talking Haagen-Dazs, babe. How about it?
Jesus Christ.
You don't want to hurt yourself dancing. Make sure you stretch out those creamy hamstrings.
Well, that's a classic right there. That goes way back.
A long time ago.
This person driving around in a truck. When officers found the truck, they found a man sitting in the driver's seat. Police say the man pointed a gun at the officers, and that's when the two officers shot him. He died at the scene.
Two?
Two?
Jesus. When two officers discharged all 17 rounds in their fucking revolver.
Fucking
sidearms.
Gee whiz, two of them.
Just to make sure.
Just, well, you can never, you know. You never know, you know, when, gee whiz.
Did I send you that TikTok video with the guy that has the cheese of truth?
The cheese of truth.
No. You've not seen cheese of truth?
I have not.
This fucking guy opens a book up to a random page, takes a piece of fucking Swiss cheese and throws it on there and makes up a sentence from the words you can see. Oh, the cheese of truth.
I fucking
it's
love
so
it.
Fucking cool.
I fucking love it. That is the best.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
Hi.
American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2.
It's indignant.
Police say two guns were found in the truck. No officers were injured. Both officers.
Of course not.
No. All right, boys. Empty all of your clips into the fucking 98-pound elderly man.
92-year-old man, don't fight back.
And he's fucking driving his truck around, but he's only driving 7 miles an hour. What's
Jesus
the problem?
Christ.
Officers will be placed on administrative leave.
Oh, you know what? He was a black guy. Must have been black.
Well, then, fine. Okay, geez, what's the problem?
All
here?
Makes sense now.
Yes.
Sense. The comments for this video, somebody wrote, rascal.
Rascal. Oh, shit, that's
which
funny.
Is a standard procedure, police say.
Yeah.
The Critical Incident Task Force is investigating.
Opening fire on a fucking 92-year-old man. And not just one shot.
We had to stop him before. It looked like he was going to run. Down his leg. From his asshole.
His asshole. Your asshole.
He was a flight risk. No, he wasn't.
It was a stumble risk. Maybe it was a fucking falling risk.
You know what? If he'd have stood there long enough, he probably would have passed on his own. Jesus.
Man, I saw, have you seen the trailer for the new Ghostbusters movie?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going.
Maybe.
I'm going to go Saturday. Yeah.
Fucking Dexter's out now.
How's that going? So now it's 2 episodes in, right?
2 episodes in, third one this Sunday.
Right, okay.
Oh, I'm in.
And it's 10. It's It's 10.
I think it's 10. It's not 12. It's
okay.
10. Yeah.
It's 10
Pretty
total.
Sure it's
okay.
10. Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'm not going to watch until I can watch all 10. So
I don't know if you're going to like this or not. I think you will.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think you will. I mean, it's weird for me because I really liked the whole Miami vibe. Yeah. That the original show had. So it's kind of weird, you know, that it takes place in upstate New York.
No.
But I Jennifer Carpenter's good.
She's fucking so hot. I still think she's a piece of ass.
She's good. I like what they've done with that. I mean, obviously, she's dead and she's...
No, she's dead!
You know, voice of reason somewhat.
I would
so.
Fucking exhaust myself shooting cum into her body. Oh, I'm telling
my
you.
My wife used to do everything for me and leave me to my writing.
Your wife.
Your wife, sir? She away? No, she's dead.
Sorry if that was your foot. I gotta constantly stretch this fucking thing out and move it around.
I got that with my cock.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about. That's what's tapping you in the foot. My rod.
Bouncing
my
off
log. My Yule log. Not that I have a log.
Bouncing off my leg. Off my knee.
Oh, those are your nuts. Dragging the
well,
floor.
I tell you what, you ain't lying, man. Every now and then I roll over in bed and have to fucking like...
Oh, yeah, you gotta pick them up, move them out of the way.
Yeah, peel
them. Like a couple of fucking apples laying there. You gotta fucking move them.
First of all, you gotta peel them off your fucking leg. And then like adjust them, yeah. If you sleep with a nude like I do, you can fucking leg peel them. Nah, I'm just... I can't wear anything when I fucking sleep.
What if there's a fire? Then what?
Don't know, man. I keep sweats nearby, I guess. Go. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, man. Yeah, you gotta fucking peel your ball bag off your leg. My balls hang so much lower than my cock right now, you don't even fucking know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's been described as an important milestone in the history of prostitution.
Oh.
In Nevada. After the legendary prostitute, Beatrice $3 Thompson, announced her retirement after a 54-year career. That left 500,000 customers satisfied, including four American presidents, this says, but I don't know. I mean, Kennedy for sure,
well,
right?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
76-year-old prostitute.
Oof.
Beatrice $3 Thompson.
Beatrice Meat Curtains Thompson. I bet she has to pick her fucking lips off the side of her leg. Like, you have to pick your nuts. Peel them off like fucking cling wrap. When you're trying to cover something up and two sides of that cling wrap stick together and you got to fight with it for an hour and you just end up crumpling it up, throwing it away. Oof.
Cling wrap. Beatrice, cling wrap.
Like fucking wet cling wrap.
Beatrice Steakums Thompson.
She has the meat.
She's
that's
got the
for
meat.
Sure.
Beatrice Arby's Thompson, retired 76-year-old prostitute.
Slow roasted.
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay, how many?
500,000. 500,000 customers.
Customers, including...
Four American presidents, says.
Four American presidents.
This is... but who... You know, I don't know.
Yeah, how do you prove that? I mean,
That's
you know
just
that's signed fucking John Smith, so...
Well, it was... Of course, Kennedy, because he was always trying to drop a load in or on someone.
Something.
She was nicknamed... By the way, I'd put that down if I were you... She was nicknamed $3 because that was the price of a blowjob when she started working in the sex industry.
$3?
Yeah.
Oof. It's kind of a...
Mm-hmm.
What year did she start blowing for?
Well, 54, so what's...
Blowing for change? Winds of change. I think Scorpions played that one best.
Well, I mean, when you say best, I... 1967.
Oof. Oof. So a blowjob in the late 60s was $3,
$3,
huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
When she started
$3 van.
Miss Thompson repeatedly became known as one of the best in her profession. The Sex Workers Union of Nevada named her Sex Worker of the Year 17 times between 1969 and 1992. And honored her, contribution to the profession with a lifetime achievement award. Oh,
here's a semi-boneless ham. See if you can refit that fucking thing.
Just a fucking have to walk around with a fly strip attached to her fucking.
Jesus
snatch.
Christ.
Oh. Beatrice Thompson says she could have retired years ago, but always had loved her job and wanted to reach an objective she had set for herself decades ago.
Yeah?
Quote.
You have goals, huh?
Quote. When I was younger, I could satisfy 50 to 100 men a day. I decided I would reach 500,000 before retiring.
Just get that McDonald's fucking sign out there.
But then I became less popular, so it took a few extra years to get there.
For half a billion served.
Ooh. Ooh. Yes, sir.
When did she retire?
Like, just recently.
Just recently.
Like, yeah, just like in the last... You know,
who is going there and asking
well,
for that?
Funny you asked. Let's see. This story was published yesterday.
November I mean, you know, 17th. There's going to be the fucking group of guys that goes, "Hey, why don't you go hit the old broad?"
Her very last customer, a 34-year-old man from Hamburg, Germany, says he made the 5,400-mile trip specifically for Miss Thompson,
specifically to lay that out, huh?
Quote. The best experience of my life.
No. No, Nazi, it's not. No, it's not.
Well, I tell you what, that guy from Germany, flying all that way to fuck that girl, I did not see that coming. Thank you very much. That's a Nazi joke. The best experience of my life. She has God-given skills and over 50 years of experience. It's like having sex with God.
Thinking Christians might want to debate you on that statement, but, you know, I'm down, whatever.
34-year-old Hans Meyer traveled from Germany to have sex with Miss Thompson before she retired. He was her very last customer. Now that she's retired, Miss Thompson intends to contact the Guinness World Records Organization to obtain... the recognition she deserves for her accomplishment. She has several documents to prove her claim, including employer records, tax records, and even tens of thousands of customer reviews.
Is there like a Nevada sex workers convention or something? Is there like a
I need to
yearly...
know more about the fucking Sex Workers Union of Nevada. Like, I need to know more about that.
Hmm.
She was a whore of the year 17 times. 17. What's up, Flappy McGillicuddy?
Nevada sex workers are getting stiffed by COVID.
Get it?
See where they went there.
By the way, you might want to pull up a picture of Beatrice.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
$3 Let's... Thompson. And her picture will be the picture for this episode. A Oh boy, it popped right up, didn't it?
Oh, no, it sure did.
Here it goes. Here it goes. Oh, just hit images, and there you go, Dad.
I'm afraid to.
Oh, it's something.
I'm afraid.
You will not be disappointed.
Help me. Oof. Oh, no, honey. No, no, no. Oh, no, I didn't want to do that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's not good.
A page turns in Las Vegas history. 76-year-old Prosty retires. Yikes.
Oof, oh, no. Oh. Oh, I got... Why am I scrolling? Okay, let's keep scrolling.
All you're seeing are old horrors,
right? Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, I think it... What the...
Light my cigarette, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Suck your dick, sweetheart. Oh. Something wrong with the prostitute, Mr. Flynn.
She fucks and takes off her shirt, and she walks in, and she goes like, I think I have a hole between my tits. And the guy goes, that's your belly button.
It's your belly button, sweetheart. Oof. Wow. Oh, my, oh, my.
Oh. That's a tough road to hoe right there. Literally a tough road to hoe.
Oh, no.
What a fucking mess.
What the fuck? This, oh!
The fuck's Rona Barrett doing in there? If you're not 50, you don't get that. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good look. This old hooker.
this old hooker. Oh. Is the author of Atlas Shrugged.
That's the lesser known follow up to This Old House with fucking Bob Vila. Jesus. Isn't it?
Oh, God.
That Oof. Is fucking gnarly. Oof. Man, oh man.
This old hooker talks about her books, The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged.
Fucking.
Oof. Wow.
That's something, huh?
God, stop.
First of all, the smell, but second of all,
the smell.
Even when you're 76, do you think you could... Even when you're 76, you think you could fuck a 76-year-old? No.
It's why the fucking desire goes away.
Does it, though? Because STDs are rampant in fucking these nursing homes. Look it up. They are.
It's because they're all fucking demented. Wow. Well, congratulations on your retirement, sweetheart. Mm. See about getting them fucking things tied back up into place.
Jesus Christ, you'd have to fucking get like a whole thing of, you know, what's that, the gold bond powder to keep them from sticking to the inside of your fucking thighs. You got a huge pussy, get it? I'm not sure if you picked up on that.
Get them trimmed up. You know, like when they comb, you know, they trim your hair and they, you know, comb and pull them down. And
you have to get the Mo Howard after this. She's going to have to fucking...
The bowl cut?
Yes. The Peyton Manning? I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Oh, just a fucking, just a... I mean, you know what? 76, she's not shaving that pussy, because if she fucking cuts herself, she's
probably, she's finished.
She's probably been on blood thinners for 17 years. She'd probably bleed out. Oh, just that hairy and it smells like trout. Forget it. Just fucking stop it.
You know what, though? You can work all the time because you ain't got that monthly problem anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, there ain't no fucking days off. Get to work, bitch. Suck that dick.
$3
Thompson. $3
Thompson. Jesus Christ.
Wow. Was it legal in Nevada then? Has she, like, always been a fucking Vegas whore? Well, they say Vegas. I guess it doesn't have to be Vegas.
No, you can't. technically speaking, you can't rent pussy in Vegas.
I thought you could.
No, not in Vegas. The way the law is set up is, in counties where there are more than 300,000 people, you can't rent pussy in Nevada.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's got to be a smaller county.
Yeah. That's why everything is outside of Vegas. When you go to rent pussy, technically, I'm sure you can rent pussy, but... Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wonder why.
I don't know. Probably had something to do with, you know...
Can we get a prostitutional lawyer on the phone, please?
No, can we not? Holy shit. Hey, it's me! The prostitution lawyer! Yeah. So it's something like that. The county's under 300,000 people or something like that. I couldn't... I don't know.
Yeah.
The girl's gotta like me a little bit. Like, I can't just pay for it.
I never understood outright. The whole fucking...
It's not for
pay
me.
For pussy. No, thing. I never understood it. No. Never got that.
I couldn't maybe pay to get blown. Maybe. But. Because getting blown by a complete stranger appeals to me. But I do have to have the girl like me a little bit. Like, it's not, you know. Hey, I'll give you $100 to suck my dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not. You know.
Could it be a guy?
No.
Would it matter?
No. It would matter. I'm not a fag.
You're not. Dick suck is a dick suck.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's it matter?
If I was gay, I could get blown every fucking day. Because I'd be a bear. I'm fat. I'm hairy. Like, you know, I could have a different twink. We've talked about this on the show before. But if I were gay, I'd have a different twink sucking my dick every fucking day. Every day.
You've never seen, or maybe you have, but you don't, you've only seen it once. And we've talked about this movie before, The Boondock Saints.
I have not.
Have you? You've never seen it?
No.
Fucking Willem Dafoe's character is gay. And the fucking twink that they show him in bed with this one time is so fucking funny.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta, you know, someone's gotta be the guy, right? So, hey. Like, you know.
It's a fucking Asian twink, man. He fucking smacks him in the face.
I have not seen Boondock Saints.
Shit.
Oh, lots of old people in the fucking news this week.
Didn't we kill all them off with COVID?
Nope. But first, a Corbin, Kentucky woman is facing several charges, including second-degree assault, after she allegedly stabbed her cousin.
Uh-oh.
Following an argument over a sex toy.
She stabbed her cousin. She, right? Stabbed her cousin?
Yep.
Female? Another female?
Nope.
Uh-oh. Oh, the plot thickens.
Yeah. As does the discharge, I'm guessing. Officer was dispatched to Saturday afternoon in reference to stabbing. Crystal Denham called 911 stating that she stabbed her cousin, Michael Barton, who was also her neighbor. Denham was sweeping the porch when an officer got to the scene. So she stabbed a guy, then she's like, I better clean up this scene here before I can... Told the officer she came back home to get an argument over the sex toy. She borrowed it and
No.
And he said he wanted it back. The citation says she told him to get off her property. Get off my property!
Clark County 911.
And when he grabbed her by the elbow, she used the kitchen knife she was holding to stab him.
Over a sex toy that he borrowed.
She borrowed.
She borrowed from him.
Correct. Yes.
Oh, I don't want to know what it was.
I do. More than I want my next breath, Jeff.
What do you think it was? Was it a dildo or was it a pocket pussy, and why? If it's a pocket pussy, why would she want it? If it's a dildo, it's understandable, but... Oof. Smells like shit in Astroglide.
And failure. Barton's injuries were considered minor. He refused medical treatment. Well, I think his life is... He suffered enough. I think the thing about this guy is... When the officer told Denham she was under arrest, the citation says Denham started to yell and said she wasn't going to jail. Officer pulled out a taser.
Said, yeah, you are.
She officer pulled out a taser. And according to the citation, quote, she formed a fist with each of her hands, bladed her body in a fighting stance, swelled her chest out, and began approaching, end quote, the officer. Officer stepped to the side.
That's when the taser was discharged.
The officer stepped to the side and pushed Denham to where she became compliant and placed under arrest. Doesn't say what the toy was.
Damn.
I gotta know, though, right? Like, it's gotta be... Don't borrow your sex toys.
You don't loan them out and you don't ask other people to borrow theirs.
No.
That's gross. No. Who the fuck brought you up? Oh, wait. It's Kentucky, well, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry.
Corbin, Kentucky.
Of the hills brought him up.
Yeah. Yeah. Raised by wolves. Fucking savages. Mm-hmm. Hundred and five-year-old Louisiana woman.
Jesus Christ. It's getting older all the time.
Sets the world record at 100-meter dash.
Oh, I heard about this.
I mean, all right, but, you know, come on. I mean, did she really? Hurricane Hawkins. Julia Hurricane Hawkins. Became the first female track and field athlete and first American to set a world record in the 100-meter dash for her age group. 105-plus division. She'll hold that record forever.
She made it in 5 hours and 26 minutes. Just barely beating the old record of 5 hours and 27.
Let's see. With a fresh flower in her hair and a crowd of cheering loved ones surrounding her, the track star completed the 100 meters with a time of 1 minute, 2 seconds. Wow.
Jesus Christ.
That's amazing. For 100, I couldn't do it in fucking 2 minutes.
No.
That's amazing.
Jesus Christ.
Quote, the older you get, the more passions you ought to have. Has she considered whoring in fucking Nevada? Oh. Oh.
Jesus Christ, the other one would have to come out of retirement.
Oh, my God. What's the oldest pussy you'd fuck?
Don't want to have that conversation. Ugh. Ow.
Oh, you'd have to fucking... How does that pussy... Like, how do you even get it...
You don't. You don't.
No?
At that point, it ceases to be pussy.
Yeah, is that right? Yeah?
It would have to. I mean, come on.
Ceases to be pussy. Oh, that may be a show title if I can't find anything better on you.
At that stage, it ceases to be pussy.
Ceases to be pussy.
Just becomes this
flesh envelope
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, nobody knows what to call it yet.
Ceases to be pussy. Oh.
Oh, almost you're... had that motherfucker.
You're trying to get Tony off my monitor?
Dude, I almost had him.
Yeah?
Get him on this one.
Well, let me turn to the side so I can see you get him.
Oh! One more. You're going down, pussy. Oh! This thing sucks.
I sold your mom if I had $5. $3 back in the old days.
Oh, you
got him!
Well, pussy was... down.
Ceases to be pussy.
It does. There's no way that that's... There's no way that there is any resemblance of a fucking vagina, labia, nothing. It's gone.
Freaking clip. Looks like a curly fry.
Like it's been in the fucking fryer all fucking day. And it just keeps missing the fucking... No, it'd have to be a moist fryer of some kind.
Well, I beg to differ. I think the word moist abandoned that pussy fucking 35 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. See,
45 years ago.
It starts to devolve.
It's more like a snail now, in other words.
God damn, that's gross.
Somewhere, though, there's someone who...
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, fucking banging a heartbeat.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if I can find this song. That guy, Pat Godwin's got a song called Our First Date. That's about old people fucking. It's hilarious. Let me see if I can find it, though. I don't know if we can...
So here we go. This is a... Pat Godwin singing live.
Jesus Christ, were they children?
Girl, the food was great. The company, even better. Why sit her all night long, going on about the weather? I know it's our first date, and good girls gotta wait. But I just turned 83. You said you're 78. Tonight is young, we're not. Come on.
Yeah,
hop on the paddy wagon. The moon is full. You know what I'm thinking. Let's make love. We're old and we're shrinking. The hour is late. Let's just do it on our first date. Unhook your girdle and take off that face. Crawl in the bed, cut to the chase. It'll be just great. Let's do it on our first date. I took Viagra an hour ago. Put your teeth in a jar by the bed. Looky here, who's poking out and waking from the dead. I want you right now, so don't give me no lip. It's too late for your hymen, but I might break a hip. The hour is late, let's just do it on our first day. Just the hymen is a membrane in the hoo-ha.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
You've got one?
The hell with arthritis, arterial thrombosis, acute angina, and your halitosis. Well, it'll be great. Let's do it on our first date. We're too old to worry about moving so fast. So if you're wearing Depends, I'll just hose off your ass. I may have Alzheimer's and repeat myself. I may have Alzheimer's and repeat myself. Good girls wait, old broad swing. You can take off your clothes, cause I can't see a thing. The hour is late, let's do it on our first date.
Yeah.
I may have Alzheimer's repeating myself. I may have Alzheimer's repeating myself. I may have Alzheimer's repeating myself. I may have Alzheimer's repeating myself on our first date.
Yeah!
You guys have been great!
Thank you!
God damn, that's gotta be early. Man, everybody sounded so young.
Yeah. Well, Josh Arnold was sitting there, so it was after Tom retired. So
oh, really?
It was within the last 5 years or so.
We have talked about
I'll
the King, Prince,
shut up!
Name in rock and roll.
God damn it. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, so Bob retired.
Oh, wow. When Tom started talking there, it sounded really young.
Yeah, it says here it's 2017. He had a heart surgery recently.
No, I mean, God, that sounded like
Yeah. I love that song, though. I'm not sure if that's on Godwin's album, but he had an album come out recently. And I'm not sure if that's on it, but if it was on it, I like that song a lot. That makes me, it makes me laugh. Oh man. Ceases to be pussy.
It's devolving.
Oh.
Back into its primordial fucking...
Yeah, like it just crawled out of the ocean. Yeah. Yeah.
Just fucking crawling back in.
It's like the first... Like it was the first... There was a stage right before it became pussy. Evolutionarily speaking. I miss pussy. I just can't, man. I just can't. I was sitting watching stupid Marvel movie last weekend. I spent a quarter of the movie thinking about tits. So I'm just sitting there just thinking, yeah, I remember those. I don't know what those were like. So old.
You didn't have like a old-timer fucking moment and just whip it out in the theater and start fucking slapping it around, did you?
No.
Goddamn, we'll be doing a news story about you.
No. No, I just, I can't get blood flow to the fucking thing anymore. Kind of like your hip.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I was having a discussion with the guys at work about it. I knew the guys. And,
Jesus Christ, you talk to people you work with?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
People.
Well, I don't hang out with them socially. Like we don't do. I'm not going to the Christmas party, for example. We need a head count for the Christmas party. You going?
No,
I'm not. Actually, oh, you gotta go. It's really. Yeah,
I hate it. Oh, you gotta go. No, I don't.
I'm sure that the last three or four things that you invited me to that I didn't go to were also very fun. But I'm not going to this one either. And you know.
Yeah.
When I go home, We're done. I don't think about it again. Yep. And in fact, now that it's cold outside, I'm trying to be there less.
Yeah.
A lot less. So yep. I took a vacation a week, then Thanksgiving next week we got 4 days. I'm taking 2 days off in December, then Christmas, and like I'm trying to be there a lot fucking less.
Yep.
So yeah. I just, you know, when I go home there's no work stuff happening. They asked me like, eh, so like this is a real thing you're doing? Like you're actually gonna retire from pussy? Like you're not gonna? Well, it's not that I don't think about it. I think about it, you know, third of my waking hours. It seems like. What the kid in fucking qualify as an update or correction? But you know how we talked about that little blonde girl that fucking her. A boyfriend killed her.
The laundry guy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. He ended up, he did strangle
her. Uh-huh.
He ended up strangling her, yeah. That's what happens.
Hmm.
Coroner reveals Gabby Petito's cause of death was strangulation. Yeah, sounds about right.
Yep.
If you watch that video, that's, you see why that happened.
Will you just shut the fuck
shut
up?
Shut the fuck up.
I'm begging you.
Yeah, just...
you know what's good for you.
How many times...
Shut your fucking hole.
How many times can I take this aggression out on this slob's fucking snatch? And then, you know, sooner or later I gotta put my fucking hand around her throat. He didn't even try to do the Robert Chambers and fucking say it was rough sex that went, you know, bad.
No,
didn't even fucking try it.
No. Well, he's dead too, right?
No, he's dead!
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they found pieces of his body.
What happened to him?
I don't know. Hopefully he blew his brains out. Let's see if we can find out what happened to him. You know what? I mean, in all seriousness, everybody, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Fuck him. I'm glad he died.
Yeah.
Probably took his own life, the police say.
I like the people finding the evidence of him living in his parents' backyard.
Oh, is that right?
Jesus Christ. People have way too much fucking time on their hands anymore. Don't you motherfuckers work? Oh, yeah. Yeah, people coming up with all kinds of, while they were still trying to find him.
Mm.
Kinds of shit. His mother was tending to a garden in her backyard, and somebody's flying a fucking drone over it. And she bends over a raised flower bed or something, bends down to do something, and swear to God, a fucking hand come out of there. He's living under the flower bed. Really? No, he's not.
Likely killed himself, said the police.
What is it? What is that called? Occam's razor? What is? The most obvious
obvious answer tends to be the answer.
Tends to be the answer. Yeah. So yes, of course, he's living under a flower bed in his parents' backyard.
Well, that's why conspiracy theories are so enraging, right? The answer to the question is Lee Harvey Oswald. Why? Because it's an A to B thing. Oswald's in the window. There's a guy right below the window. Here's the shots coming from the window above him. People see the shots. It's Oswald.
Yeah.
It's they find the rifle. They find the bullets. It's Oswald. Oswald killed Kennedy. It's the luckiest shots he ever fired.
I mean, it's faked moon landing. I mean, it's right there. Simple explanation. You know I had to go there, right?
But A to B is always the simplest thing. But we're going to go A to
fucking...
To M.
Yeah.
To D. To L. To fucking... No, it's not... I don't know what's keeping the conspiracy.
Jesus Christ.
No, but they're not. I mean, they can't...
People give our fucking government way too much credit for concocting these fucking cockamamie schemes.
They're
like,
doing,
are you kidding me?
They're doing real shit no one fucking cares about.
Right.
They're doing shit right now no one cares about. Like, real shit. Like, fucking horrendous fucking invasions of privacy and fucking human rights. Like, they're doing it right now while that fucking octogenarian shits his pants. I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
He's signing some bill today, and he sees a little boy standing next to him. So, of course, his attention diverts, and he fucking turns over. Hey, how are you? You having a good time?
How are you, sweetheart?
Are you having fun? And then he shakes his hand. Okay, which is fine. Like a little, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he fucking like touches his shoulder and works his way down his arm. Quit fucking touching kids! What's the matter with you? Quit fucking touching them!
He can't!
I would rather have the president that's paying whores to keep their mouth shut than a fucking kid toucher! What are you doing? Quit touching fucking kids! Pedo idiot! Knock it off! Oh, there's a friendly face. I'll touch him like a fucking... Quit fucking touching kids!
Tottering old fucking fool.
Jesus Christ, you hear what happened at the Vatican? Now?
I heard something about it, but I didn't catch it all.
Biden was a lot longer in the Vatican than they thought he would because he, in all likelihood, shit his pants.
Oh, yeah,
now what the fuck are we doing? I'm not saying Trump is, like, if you, and I think Bill Maher made this point on CNN last night, so it's not original to me, but I'm just kind of adapting to, like, everything that can be wrong with a person is what Trump is.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm not saying Trump's the guy.
No.
But you got a kid toucher that shits his pants in the Vatican, for fuck's sake?
Dude, if I ever got into the Vatican, I'd have to drop a deuce somewhere in there.
What? That's a fucking fair point.
I would.
I would have
to shit right on their crosses. Fuck those. So he was at a pedo convention is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Just a couple old fucking kid touchers fucking talking it up at the Vatican. Fucking pieces of shit. God damn, I hate Catholics so much. I hate fucking religion, but I fucking hate the Catholics.
I was going to say, don't start with Catholics, baby. That's all of them. I
fucking hate the Catholics.
Don't fucking stop there. That's
Fuck
all of them. Just fucking. And
that
then they
fucking
had him,
organization.
And then they had him driving a fucking electric vehicle somewhere yesterday, and he almost fucking ran into a wall. This fucking plane. What are you doing? You can't have him driving.
He gets out, walks to the front of it. Where's the crank? Look in the mirror, stupid.
He's the fucking worst. Quit it.
Well, Sheriff Biden.
Someone called the sheriff again the other day. I swear to
Christ. Oh, no kidding.
I fucking swear to God. I saw it on Twitter.
Wow.
Someone called him the sheriff.
Sheriff.
About lost my fucking mind.
Around here, we're calling the sheriff.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, you know why they call him the sheriff, don't you?
No. Because why?
Because if anyone is going to misuse taxpayer dollars, Biden's going to find out and put a stop to it.
Right. Yeah. Around here.
That's what fucking Obama said.
Mm-hmm.
He's the sheriff.
He's the sheriff.
Yeah.
To you, he's Mr. Vice President, but around the White House, we call him the sheriff. Because if you're misusing taxpayer money, you'll have to answer to him.
Hey, that was Sharif.
You have to answer to Biden if you're misusing taxpayers' money.
If you're touching kids, it's okay.
Yeah, no.
You don't have to answer to anybody.
No, if you're touching, like, little girls and, like, pinching them and stuff, you fucking kid toucher, knock it off! Stop! Touching fucking kids! I've had it with Biden's fucking kid touching.
Ah, fuck, they're all the same, man. You're not going to get one in there that isn't fucking fucked up somehow.
Just give me a regular dude. Even if
you're not.
Even if he's wrong, just give me a regular guy. Even if he's wrong, just a regular old...
You're never going to have
that. Give me a 60-year-old jerk-off. Just a regular jerk-off. Even if he's wrong. Can we not have a fucking cult have to spring up around someone to fucking protect them for 4 years? Can we at least do that? Can we get to that fucking point? Oh, well, you know, Biden is, I'm sure his cognitive abilities are just fine.
Oh, yeah, they're great. Look at that. That is the one thing, man. I see that guy talk, and it's like, man, he is in full-blown fucking dementia.
Yeah, he is unwell.
It really is. It's fucking terrible that...
I didn't vote for president, but if you had forced me to vote for someone, I would have had to vote for Biden, but he's fucking a mess.
Oh, yeah, he's terrible.
He's a mess.
Yeah.
Seen that video of that former NFL linebacker fucking domestic abusing his his little white girlfriend.
No.
He fucking punches her, puts her head through a TV, then fucking slams her head to a fucking
shit.
Infant baby fucking toy or whatever it is.
Oh, shit. No.
Yeah, that's a video that's hard to watch.
Damn.
I saw it on my Twitter today. Before I knew what it was, I was watching it, and it's hard to watch.
Who is this?
Some former NFL running back.
Oh, no kidding.
I mean, you can't, you know. But still... If I saw my ex in public tomorrow, it's 50-50 that...
just give her that closed fist greeting.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to borrow some of those teeth. Some of those perfect teeth.
You gotta let that go, dude. You shouldn't worry about her.
No, dude.
No, you have to.
No, fuck it.
Yes,
no.
You do.
No, fuck. No,
yes,
fuck
you
that
do.
Shit. No, 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 no.
I quit doing shit like that.
Nah,
I can't. Fuck it. I mean, I'm not going to say there aren't people out there that I hope, you know, have bad days.
That shit keeps
me
focused.
But I'm not going to fucking worry about it.
That shit keeps me focused.
I can't do that anymore. I don't care.
Keeps me focused. Alrighty. Well, it looks like it's about, 5:50 on the
fucking... I think so. It is 5:51, 5:52, and 3:21.
Dark like it's midnight.
Fuck this shit. Do we live in Alaska?
Yeah, seasons do change, man. You know.
Turn.
Ah, fucking hippie bullshit.
Alright. Mm-hmm. You drinking that Coke Zero?
It's all right.
Yeah, I'm not happy with the change.
I don't taste any fucking difference between this and the old shit.
So I taste a little bit, and I'm not happy with it. I wish they quit fucking with shit. Just goddamn leave it alone. Fuck. God. Leave it alone. Don't touch it. God damn it. Fucking idiots.
All right, baby. Well, it's good to see you, man.
Yeah, no shit.
See you again in about six more fucking weeks.
Yeah, six, yep. Mm-hmm.
Fucking asshole.
Yep. Sorry everybody went in the fucking hospital.
not everybody.
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 And when it came down to it last week, I was just like, you know what? I'm not getting out of bed for this cocksucker. He's canceled on me for 4 straight weeks. Kiss my ass. This is episode 14 of the fucking 52-week year or whatever it is. Fuck you. Should have at least been 26. We can't even get fucking 20 anymore.
Done. You got an
appointment for colonoscopy? Done. Go fuck yourself. Beat it, stupid.
Beat it.
Fuck this fucking show. I don't know what to do when you're not here and I have stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know if I just have another co-host for when you're not here, or I don't know what to do about that. I don't know. I don't even know who I would ask anyway. There's no one. You're the funniest motherfucker I know, so I don't even know who I would ask.
It's your brother.
No.
No?
No, he's a fucking nitwit. I might have people come in and sit down for, like, interviews and stuff, but, like, not, you know, like, full, you know, not like, if something happens and you can't be here for a few weeks, you know, just have someone come in. It can't be that. I don't know.
Did you just shit yourself?
No.
Okay.
I haven't even smelled it yet.
Sounded juicy. Sounded like a $3 fuck.
$3. That's how much a blowjob cost when she started.
$3, man.
Yeah, that's it.
So when I was in high school, we'd go up to the bowling alley there and see the guy out in the parking lot fucking buy a joint. $2 burn. It's $2 for a joint. Mm. So back then, you call that basically a $3 burn, you know, depending on.
Literally. $3 burn. Yes. Well, we'll see you soon on TGO Radio.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.